And in fact, we are efforting no longer because I found him, the head basketball coach at Maryland, ninth season with the Terrapins, two-time conference coach of the year, led Maryland to the NCAA tournament four of the last 5 years. Maryland beat number 11 Ohio State last night, 67-55. Maryland, 13-2 overall, number 12 in the AP poll. They're at Iowa on Friday night. Mark Turgeon is my guest. Mark, good to have you back. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. Really well. Great to have you back. Mark, Great. Let me ask you about Ohio State. You beat them last night in a game where you played some amazing defense. In fact, you held the Buckeyes to 31% from the field, less than 19% from deep. So knowing how good Ohio State is, how happy were you with the defense and the way you guys got after it on that end of the floor?
Yeah, we have to. We're not scoring great on the offensive ends. We have to guard, and Ohio State really, when they're shooting the ball well, could be one of the toughest teams in the country to guard because of the big fella inside, Caleb Wesson, who may be the best low post player in the country. And then they're surrounded by, they had four guys that were shooting 40% from three going into that game. So it was a big emphasis of ours. I thought we did a great job. Jalen Smith did a great job post defense all night, making it tough to be in there. We pressured the passer, and then they probably missed some shots they normally make, but that happens when you guard well and, they don't get many open ones, but I was proud of our group. Wish we'd have rebounded a little bit better, but to hold them to 55 is quite an accomplishment.
It really is. Mark Turgeon joining us. In fact, you defended so well that Chris Holtmann said after the game that everybody knows about your length, but he added, quote, Mark does a really good job. Good discipline. They don't foul. I always felt like Mark's teams are really smart in how they defend you, end quote. So what about that? Like, how do you coach that ability to defend hard, but to do so without fouling?
Well, you teach defense the right way. So, if you teach fouling, you're going to foul. If you teach it the right way, you're not going to foul. So it's just something that we've always believed in. It's taken us a while. We're getting better with it. We had a lot of silly fouls early in the year, 90 feet from the basket on rebounds and different things. So we've gotten better with it. Play with your feet. Play smart. Know when to give in. Know when you're beat. And then know when to use a good foul. So it's something we talk about. They were shooting, I think, like they had everybody on their team was 70% or better from the foul line that was on the roster last night. So we really, something we communicate about with our team, to just play great defense without fouling. Last night we were able to do it.
Yeah, clearly it's part of the core of the entire team. Like, defense is definitely at the core of the team, and defense also seems to be at the core of Daryl Morsell's identity. Like, he helped limit Dwayne Washington to 2 of 11 shooting last night. He did what almost nobody can do, and that shut down Marcus Howard and Marquette. So what goes through your head as you watch Daryl play defense?
Well, it started early last year. He decided he was going to become that guy. And it was funny, I walked up to him before practice on, I don't know what day it is, Jim, on Monday, I guess it was, the day before the game. And I was like, hey, man, this Washington kid's a heck of a player. I need you to, lock in, treat him like Edwards, Carson Edwards. And, man, did he lock in practice, and I knew he was locked in. He actually got in a little bit of foul trouble last night for him, played him with three fouls early in the second half, but yeah, he locked in, but Washington's a heck of a player, and Daryl's a great defender. And last night, our team defense really won. Our ball screen defense was good. Daryl gets over screens well, but he locks in, and he loves challenges. And so I always like it when they have a good wing on the other team, because I know Daryl's going to lock in. And when Daryl's good, we're usually pretty good.
Mark Turgeon joining us. Mark, he said that last season after the Penn State game, the two of you had a sit-down conversation, and you made it really clear to him how important he is to the team. He said that actually calmed him down and it helped focus him. What do you remember about that conversation, and how critical is he to what the team does?
Well, I just basically told him that I didn't think he was getting better. I thought he was the same player I inherited, and I was frustrated with him, and our team needs him. And if he doesn't change, he might as well transfer. And,
wow.
So it was just a real heart-to-heart type deal. And if you're not going to, accept my coaching, then we need to look at another direction. And he took it as like, all right, coach needs me. He needs me to listen. He's really matured. His maturity level, his leadership, his poise that he plays with now is incredible. And it started after that. He was, he was our best player. Him and Jalen were our best two players in the NCAA tournament. And he knows he's important. If you look at the games where Daryl plays well, we usually play well. If he doesn't, we struggle. We'll still try to figure out a way to win, but we're not quite as good.
Yeah, listen, Mark, that's part of the job. That's a tough conversation, I would imagine, for you to have. Certainly a tough conversation for a young player to hear. How typical is that? Like, how many times in your career have you had a conversation like that, and how often does a player respond to it the way you want them to?
Well, if they're winners, they respond the right way, and you can go at guys like that, and they'll respond. I had a college coach that was real with me, and I've always been that way with guys, and sometimes they don't like to hear it. I am a positive coach. I try to coach positively with the guys day in and day out, but when they need to hear what's real, you know, I get after them pretty good. So I knew Darryl could take it. I know he had good parents. He was raised the right way, and I knew he would take it and take it the right way, so that's why I challenged him, and he's responded.
Maryland head basketball coach Mark Turgeon is my guest. Now, you've got five freshmen. You have two sophomores in last year's rotation. There was a number six seed in the NCAA tournament. How valuable was that experience for them, and how much have they grown since then?
Yeah, it's invaluable. And you know, the sophomore class really worked hard over the summer, and they've gotten better in their own right. They play with more poise. They've really gotten better defensively. That's probably where they've improved the most. Offensively, we have some guys that aren't playing up to their ability yet, and they will, which is good for us because there's still an upside for this team. But they've all improved a lot. Darryl's improved. And then Anthony Cowan's really been the difference. He's done a 180. He just decided, hey, winning's more important to me than scoring. Even though he had 20 last night, he was 10 for 12 at the line. He still needs to score for us. But he's trying to make all the right plays, and his leadership's been great. He brings it every day. He's all about winning. He just wants to win. He knows he's going to leave here with, you know, so many points, so many starts, so many steals, so many assists, but he wants to leave here with a banner or, you know, a run in the NCAA tournament, and that's what's important to him. So he's really been the key to our success. We went through a little spell right before Christmas. We weren't playing well, and we just kind of changed everything the way we were going to approach practice and play, and he's been the leader of that. So I'm happy for him, but he's really the whole reason we're 13-2 right now.
Mark Turgeon joining us. You know, Mark, you also made the point that the team was not having a whole lot of fun early on, but it seemed like guys were having fun last night. So how do you get back to that spot of having fun? Is it a matter of winning, or can you have fun first? Can that help you lead to wins?
Well, you know, we were preseason, I don't know, 5-7, something like that, and we lost Bruno Fernando, who's, you know, a pretty good player playing in the NBA, and we were replaced him in the lineup with a freshman, Dante Scott. And I don't know if we deserved to be 7, but we were put there and we were getting everybody's best shot, and we weren't handling it. And, you know, if you're not winning by 20 and we were starting games slowly and everybody was criticizing us, and I don't think any of us were having fun. We were 10-0 and we had fun down in Orlando. We played pretty well. We beat Marquette in the championship game. That was a fun day, but everything was a struggle for us. And we came back from Christmas and I was like, all right, guys, we're playing for each other. We've got to have more fun. We're going to be more positive with each other each and every day. And you know, it's a grind. It's a long season. We're just getting started. We got 16 league games left. And, you know, like you said, we got to turn around and travel to Iowa and play them on Friday on the road. And so you want guys to enjoy it. And I don't know if we were enjoying it. And so you tried to make positive practice more positive. You tried to make your approach during games more positive. It's not going to equate to a win every night, but I do think we're going to get a lot better because of it. And the guys are smiling more, and I'll ask them during the game last night, is everybody having fun? I'm having a blast, you know, and I want to make sure they're enjoying the moment. And because life's great. I mean, if you're a college basketball player in Maryland, it doesn't get much better than that. So let's try to enjoy it.
I like it. Mark Turgeon joining me for a few more moments. You know, because of the talent you have on that roster, there's been a lot of talk about that four-guard lineup that you can roll out at times. What do you like about that lineup when it's on the floor, and then how do you go about managing it to make sure that you use it at the right times?
Yeah, that's the hard part for me, and it's a gut feeling. And you know, I played for one of the great ones in Larry Brown and worked with Roy Williams, and I got to watch them just, you know, do things with a feel of coaching, and I try to do that with that four-guard lineup. Last night, Dante Scott was playing so well for us, I didn't go to it as much. Darryl picked up some fouls, was in some foul trouble. Went to it for a few minutes there late. Indiana game was big for us. So the thing I like about his experience, you know, all those guys played incredible amount of minutes for us last year. They have a great feel for each other. They have a great respect for each other. So that's why I like that lineup. But we're also, you know, good in some other lineups too. So it's just a feel. And depending on the game, depending on matchups and you know, what other teams are running and how they're guarding us. You know, a lot of that comes into, you know, when I use that lineup or not.
And Mark, a quick follow. I love Larry Brown. He's always been one of my favorite guys. You and I have talked about him in the past. Like, I mean, one of the all-time great coaches, one of the all-time great teachers of the game itself. What was he like to play for?
Well, he was tough. You know, he was real with you every day. But he gave a little guy a chance because he was short. That's kind of how I say it. And he was always really good to me. You know, I look back and I can't believe I played at Kansas. And I see these players today and I'm like, how in the heck did I ever do that? But it was because of him. And he was just such a great coach and I was surrounded by great coaches and great players. But, you know, he's even a better person than he is a coach. He's a terrific coach, but I've seen what he's done in the last 20 years of his life and how many people he's helped, get where they are. I mean, you look around all the coaches in college and pro, more so pro and GMs and assistant GMs and just all over the NBA. His impact's been amazing. And that's really, I mean, his legacy is one of the all-time greatest coaches, but in our minds, legacy is how much he's helped his family be successful in something they love.
Mark Turgeon is my guest. Listen, one last thought. We are a few days removed from the 5th annual Special Olympics Clinic. You and I have talked about this in the past, about your connection to the Special Olympics. It goes back to your time at Kansas, and you're meeting with an athlete named Rainbow. How was this year's clinic, and what do you take away from the event each year?
Well, yeah, you know, Rainbow is one of my all-time favorites, and that's when I fell in love with Special Olympics and getting involved in. You know, Rainbow made me smile all the time. So Special Olympics clinic makes us smile. And my clinic's only as good as my players and what they put into it. And my players love it. I think my players had more fun than the Special Olympic kids. But it was fun. We get after. We do some drills. They play, you know, 4-on-4, 5-on-5 with our guys. And it's just a good day. A lot of laughs, a lot of hugs. And, you know, we're undefeated after the clinic, so I probably should start doing the clinic before every game. But it's a lot of fun, and you know, it teaches my guys to give back. You know, we're so fortunate to be where we are, and we do a lot of other things besides Special Olympics, but I want our guys, when they leave the University of Maryland, to realize that they got to give back to the community because they have a really good life, and days like that help our guys understand how important that is for our world to continue to be great and just have a big impact in life besides basketball. So that's why we do it. And it's changed me, and hopefully it'll change our young men to do more things out in public and give back to the community.
Such a good message, not just for them, but for all of us. He is the head basketball coach at Maryland, 9th season there, 2-time conference coach of the year. Maryland is number 12 in the AP poll. They are at Iowa on Friday night. Mark Turgeon, my guest. Mark, great to get caught up, and always good to have you on the show. Mark, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Jim. Take care.
Great talking to you. Mark, thank you. Maryland, 13-2. 1-800-636-8686. If possible, if any of you dopes can have a conversation about Larry Brown responsibly, I'm more than happy to have it. One of my favorites, but not for the same reason as you. Larry Brown used to come on this program back in the day and always did amazing interviews. He was one of my favorite guys ever to talk to because he was so different and so real and so thoughtful and so measured in what he said.